The Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here is your commentator, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations to all you jazz fans all over the world. The music for today's session on Jazz Club USA was recorded especially for this program at the Statler Hotel in New York City during a recent engagement there of Woody Herman's orchestra. We took our Voice of America microphone to the hotel and asked Woody to play some special numbers for us, some of the things he has never recorded, so that this will be the first opportunity for anyone outside America to hear them. The first number is one that was written by Neil Hefti. Neil today has a successful band of his own, but he's frequently played trumpet and written music for Woody through the years. Here's the swinging Hefti original, Neil's Blues. Soloists on that number were Arno Marsh on tenor sax and Irby Green on trombone. A fine musician who has been with every one of Woody Herman's various bands at one time or another in the past 10 years is Chubby Jackson, the bass player. Chubby was the composer of this next tune, and Ralph Burns wrote the arrangement. It's a very fine example of jazz with a rumba rhythm. Irby Green's trombone introduces the melody of Amazon.
Thank you.
notice there are two tenor sax soloists on this number, which is entitled Blues in F. The first is Dick Hafer, and the second is Arno Marsh. Herman's orchestra has had quite a number of offers to tour in Europe during the coming year. If he goes, of course, this great musical treat will be denied to his many fans in Eastern European countries, where jazz is constantly under official attack as decadent capitalistic music. But happily for those of us whose minds are not fettered by totalitarian straitjackets, jazz has a different meaning. A refugee from Czechoslovakia explained it this way when he wrote recently in an American magazine, "In jazz, the composer and the tune itself are secondary to the performing artist, whose freedom in the interpretation of jazz is comparable to the freedoms of the democratic way of life." You can see what he means, for example, when you hear Woody Herman introduce the old favorite, "A Pretty Girl is Like a Melody." Thank you. That number was completely ad-lib, played by Woody Herman on clarinet, Carl Fontana on trombone, and the Herman rhythm section. That's Nat Pierce at the piano, Chubby Jackson on bass, and Sonny Igo on drums. Next comes an original tune dedicated to Lester Fraz Young, the tenor sax man. It was written by a saxophonist in Stan Kenton's band, but it makes a perfect vehicle for the Herman outfit as they play the appropriately titled Prez Conference. Fine trumpet work on that number was by Don Fagerquist. Bill Perkins played the tenor solo, and of course Woody himself was on clarinet. Next, a new treatment by Ralph Burns of the old Duke Ellington composition, Prelude to a Kiss, featuring Woody on alto saxophone and Irby Green on trombone. Just now, when I was talking about freedom of expression and how typical that is both of jazz and of the democratic way of life, it reminded me of another great factor that has made Woody Herman's band so renowned through the years. Every once in a while, they dream up what is known as a head arrangement. That means the entire orchestration is in the heads of the musicians, the arrangement having been gradually worked up through brilliant teamwork without the use of any master score or any written parts. A perfect example of the current Herman band playing a head arrangement is this exciting swinging treatment of an old riff tune that came out of Kansas City some 20 years ago through the Benny Moten and Count Basie bands, the Moten Swing.
Thank you.
How about that? I think a few solo credits are richly deserved for that terrific unwritten arrangement on Moton Swing. So let's salute Nat Pierce at the piano, Don Fagerquist on trumpet, Arno Marsh on tenor saxophone, Carl Fontana on trombone. Don't forget, if you have any comments or suggestions as to how we can improve this program of the best in American jazz, just drop us a line. Write to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. This is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week and reminding you that the freedom to listen to music includes the freedom to listen to jazz.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.